T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WPGC 95.5, the Joe Clear Morning Show, and right about now, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, our Attorney General for the District of Columbia, Carl Racine, is on the phone with us. Good morning, brother.
Joe, I was listening to your show earlier. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, man. Let's start unpacking what we saw yesterday, and I caught you on CNN when they asked you the question, you know, law enforcement was supposed to be there, but they weren't. And you went right into the difference between what we saw yesterday and what we saw when Black Lives Matter protests were popping off in the city.
Look, on June 1, when Black Lives Matter protesters came to D.C., and let's be really clear, we're talking about a multi-generational, multi-racial, multi-ethnic group of overwhelmingly peaceful protesters. What happened? President Trump got folks from the Bureau of Prisons, Homeland Security, and National Guard from at least 20 states in military regalia and gear to intimidate and incite the peaceful protesters. You remember helicopters going around buzzing low? Why?
Yeah.
To intimidate, to be quite honest, folks who are supporting racial justice. Yesterday, juxtapose the picture. What did you see? You saw a mob going right through the Capitol, breaking windows, chasing police officers, some of whom took selfies with the mobsters. And let me be clear when I say police. I'm not talking about the Metropolitan Police Department. I'm talking about the Capitol Police. This was a shame, disgusting, a vivid portrayal of the inequality in our justice system.
Attorney General Racine, listen, I couldn't believe when I saw them taking selfies, knowing that a woman had just been shot.
Yeah, this is extraordinary. And I think, you know, when you go into the study of hate and militia groups, as I'm doing now as president of the National Association of Attorney General, where we're focusing on hate, what you see is that the hate movement, of course, as you know, has been around since the settlers arrived in the United States. What's worse now, however, is that the internet and amplification is inciting and spurring people to commit all manner of violence. Think about Charleston, Mother Emanuel Church, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, El Paso, Texas, where dozens of Mexican Americans were killed. And so we also know that the hate movement is patiently and dastardly infiltrating law enforcement and the military, okay? And we've got to talk about that. We need to root it out, and we need to hold people accountable.
Yeah, we do.
Now, there's been a lot of talk of our vice president really needing to invoke that 25th Amendment. This was a new concept for a lot of people, had no idea what the 25th Amendment is, was, or what it's supposed to do. Can you shed some light on that?
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. I so love your show, and I love the depth and the intellect, and I love the spirit and the music. So the 25th Amendment came about in 1965 after JFK was assassinated. There were actual moments after JFK was assassinated that no one really knew constitutionally who was in charge. And so the 25th Amendment was put into place to allow the Vice President of the United States to get a majority of the cabinet or a majority of the Congress to declare that the Vice President is now in charge because the President is unfit. Now, here's the deal. they were thinking is the president would be unfit and not able to discharge his or her lawful duties because maybe they were sick. Remember Ronald Reagan got shot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 25th Amendment was invoked and allowed George H.W. to essentially function as president until President Reagan came out of surgery. Now we have to use this thing for the first time on a sitting president because, my goodness, has he demonstrated that he is unfit for office and cannot discharge the lawful duties of his office.
So, in other words, you mean Mike Pence could go to Donald Trump and say, you're fired.
Or you about to lose your job.
Is that what you're telling me, Attorney General?
I mean, Mike Pence is going to have to get a few other people with him. You know, well, look, Joe, I thought I'd never say this. I want Mike Pence to be president for 2 weeks.
Listen, I think everybody agrees with that. Before we let you go, definitely want you to shed light on this initiative that you launched in December, the National Association Attorney General Presidential Initiative, and just how this couldn't come at a better time and how needed it is for the village.
You're so right. For, you know, the entirety of our nation's history, certainly, the landing of the African on our shores of the United States of America, we've known that we've had a hate problem. Hell, there was hate before when we annihilated and exiled the Native Americans. What we're seeking to do with respect to our hate initiative is to go right at the source of the problem, which is the scapegoating of other people, whether it's brown, black, straight, gay, women, okay? And oftentimes what happens here is that the people who are scapegoated, and they're scapegoated to folks, quite honestly, who are in deep pain, who are vulnerable, who are suffering from society and are not winners. And they're saying the reason why you're not a winner is because that black man got the job, or that immigrant got the job, or that woman is gay. Let's go at the truth here. Stop the manipulation of people who actually have more in common with vulnerable communities than they even know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Attorney General Carl Racine. Man, I thank you so much for taking the time out. I'm sure because everybody's pulling you in for interviews. I've seen you on everything. So thank you so much for stopping by our little show.
Much love. Do me a favor. Rock some J. Cole for me.
We got you. Our Attorney General is asking for J. Cole. Thank you much, brother. Gotta love it.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.